Turning your attentions to United Cup football. Treaty United, next up big long trip to Limerick, your thoughts on that game?
One that we're very much looking forward to, but at the same time under no illusions and that it's going to be a really difficult game. The Treaty are a side that have been doing quite well of late, that a great result in their derby last week against Cove. And I think they'll probably be bouncing into tomorrow night's game, very much thinking why they can't get a scalp. And it's important that we're very professional in our job and what we do and what we have to do. And I think that's got to be our aim and our objective. And we have to enjoy it. We have to enjoy the performance, and we have to enjoy going down there.
They're a team that's sitting fourth in the table in the league, but they're in the hunt for promotion still as well. So they'll be looking to take a big scalp. You know?
I don't doubt that in any way, shape, or form. And they have threats. They have a big centre forward, 6'4", 6'5", who's a major threat. They also have the lad David, who's 14 goals, and I think he's top goal scorer in the league. So there's no doubt there's threats there. They're also a team that's full of energy and full of legs and hard working and honest. As I say, we're under no illusions that this is any foregone conclusion or any gimme in this. Anything we're going to get out of tomorrow night is going to be pure hard work.
Of course, their manager believes that there's only one team that's going to come out on top tomorrow night, and that's Derry City. Is that him playing mind games, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think any manager goes into any game thinking that they can't win the game, or they'll without doubt raise their game tomorrow night. As you say, Derry City will be a major scalp for them. Our job is to make sure that doesn't happen.
It's another avenue into Europe, so it's on your list of priorities as well. And if all else fails, you're still in the cup.
Again, for me, Paddy, it's no higher in our list of priorities than the next game and the game after and the game after. The cup is a great competition. It's something that everybody wants to play in those finals at the Aviva, where probably 50,000 at it. And you gotta do the hard work, and the hard work starts tomorrow night. I think what we have to get ourselves to the stage of Derry City is that you have to get into every game to win it, and that's regardless who you're playing, where you're playing. And once we get that mentality and that thought process, I think we'll be a whole lot better off.
Of course, you're going into the game with a disappointing loss to Sligo last week. If you look at the stats of the game, they were on top of the game, but you were disappointed last week. How important is it this week to punch back from that?
Yeah, I was hugely disappointed last week, as we all were. We'd just come off the back of four great performances, and we desperately wanted to keep that run going. It was a game that, albeit I might have told you, it was an element of domination as far as possession was concerned. We didn't do enough to win the game. We had half chances, and then we conceded stupid goals, and that's a recipe for disaster, and that's what it was.
This week's seen the departure of Kevin Holt. Have you spoken to Kevin since this departure? How did that come about, Dan?
It's probably been on the cards for a number of weeks. Kevin's probably not settled in Northern Ireland the way he thought he might have. He obviously has two young girls back in Scotland, and that he wasn't able to be with. So I think there was obviously family commitments there that Kevin wanted to be closer to home. We wish Kevin all the very best. I spoke to him just on Saturday, and as I said, thanked him for his time. He thanked us back for our time and the commitment that we gave to him as a club, and he's now looking forward to a new challenge.